You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Rachel Dolezal's brother is chiming in now and says she's only been identifying herself as black for a few years.
It was like when she was in her, like in high school is when she probably actually got interested in African-American studies.
Ezra Dolezal tells Fox News that he noticed his sister start to change her appearance in 2011. Rachel Dolezal stepped down from her position with the NAACP in Spokane on Monday amid accusations of misrepresenting her racial identity. Ireland's foreign minister says most of the victims of this morning's balcony collapse in Berkeley were young Irish citizens here on student exchange visas. Berkeley police confirm 5 people are dead and at least 8 others are injured. The 4th-floor balcony gave way and crashed into the 3rd-floor balcony below just after 12:30 this morning at the newly constructed Library Gardens apartment complex. They were all attending a 21st birthday party. Tropical Storm Bill is taking aim at southeast Texas. The storm's winds have increased to 60 miles per hour, and heavy rains are expected in the Houston area in the coming hours as Bill moves inland. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
It's causing growing concern now that summertime is here and tourists and families are headed to the beaches. Officials say 2 young people who lost limbs in separate shark attacks in coastal North Carolina this weekend were in waist-deep water about 20 yards offshore when they were attacked. USA's Russ Jones explains.
They say yesterday's attacks happened less than 90 minutes apart. A 12-year-old girl lost part of her arm and suffered a leg injury. A 12-year-old boy lost his left arm in an attack about 2 miles away.
The shark attack? On the Oak Island Beach. We're on 55th Street at the end of 55th Avenue.
55th.
The kid just got his arm bit off.
Surgeon Borden Hooks says the 16-year-old shark bite victim has already undergone surgery.
He arrived in New Hanover in serious condition. We took him directly to the operating room. We were able to stop the bleeding and do a definitive repair of his upper arm.
Both victims are listed in good condition at a hospital. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Chicago Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions for the 3rd time in 6 seasons after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 2-0 in Chicago. Duncan Keith, whose second period goal put the Hawks up for good, says Tampa was the most difficult team to beat for the Cup.
You saw how close the games were every time, and super proud to be part of this team.
Keith was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy after the game, which is given to the most valuable player of the playoffs. It's the first time since 1938 the Hawks won the Stanley Cup on their home ice. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to issue a ruling this week that would make it difficult for companies to use trans fats in food. If the FDA makes that determination, companies will have to seek direct approval from the agency before they can use trans fats in their foods. First Lady Michelle Obama is in London talking to students about her Let Girls Learn initiative.
And I am so thrilled that today our two countries are announcing a series of new partnerships that
total nearly $200 million to help girls like all of you get the education they deserve.
Mrs. Obama spoke at the Mulberry School for Girls earlier today after having tea with Prince Harry and her two daughters. Her initiative aims to help girls around the world attend and complete school. It will also help support teacher training and other community-based programs. Michelle Obama says she's inspired by the hard work students do in school.
I see leaders who will inspire folks not just here in Tower Hamlets, but all across the country and all around the world. That's what I see.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Time is 10:07. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, we have dropped 6 degrees in the last hour. Cold front came in. It's 69 right now. It's overcast. Today is June 16th. It's Tuesday. Thunderstorms, a few storms may be severe and a high of 87. Winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 61 tonight. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And sunshine and some clouds and a high of 81 for tomorrow. Winds northeast at 5 to 10. Cloudy skies and a high of 76 for Thursday. Partly cloudy skies, 84 on Friday the 19th. Partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon on Saturday with a high near 80. Father's Day, mixed clouds, sun, scattered thunderstorms, a high near 90. Chance of rain, 60%. All right, that's 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're ready to get started with Tech Today right now on 100ChamberRadio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on 100ChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments will include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can message me through there. goodmorning@huntingtonchamberradio.com is my email for the radio station. My phone number here at the studio, 908-237-0410. And if you need to get in touch with me outside of the studio and the show, my company website, BluePantherBIZ.com. It's 10 after 11. Let's get started. We got tons of things to talk about. To give you an understanding of how tough it is to be quote-unquote secure, and I just received, it's ironic, I just received an email from a friend of mine. A company that I have recommended as an option to secure your passwords on your website because you're trying to keep so many passwords has been hacked. CNNmoney.com on the tech side reports that irony alert, password storing company is hacked. And this came out, looks like today. I don't see it. They hide the dates. There it is. It's Jose Pellieri, and I don't see a time, but it's obviously pretty new. If I find it, I'll certainly relay it. He says that no one's safe from hackers, not even LastPass, a company that stores people's passwords. LastPass lets people store passwords online so they access them with a single master password. You are storing all of your eggs in one basket. That could be a problem. On Monday, LastPass announced that hackers broke into the computer system and got access to user email addresses, password reminders, and encrypted versions of people's master passwords. So keeping all your passwords in a single place on the internet might not be such a great idea. LastPass said it discovered the digital break-in on Friday. It's still very early in its investigation, but its LastPass is right. Hackers didn't manage to grab plain text versions of all powerful master passwords. So the good news, stopping right there, is that all the passwords on LastPass's servers are encrypted. Still, hackers grabbed encoded versions of people's passwords, but if your master password is simple and common, like password 123, these hackers can crack it in no time. Hackers can also easily rent out computer servers and use computing power to decipher all the others. Attackers seem to have all they need to start brute force master passwords, said Todd Beardsley, a research manager at cybersecurity firm Rapid7. Hackers also grabbed user password reminders. So you're out of luck if your question is something like, where were you born? Anyone can figure that out using public records or social media accounts. The potential damage here, identity thieves might suddenly have access to important information such as email accounts, social media, banks, hospital records, everything. Cybersecurity experts reacted strongly to the news. For months, many of them have touted LastPass and similar services as an elegant solution to one of today's annoying problems of keeping track of multiple passwords. Keeping the same passwords is reckless, and remembering dozens is annoying. This third option relies entirely on trusting a company to protect them. This hack reveals the flaw in that option. The recommendation standard best practice is to use Password Manager. It's the best way to deal with the tragedy of passwords, said John Oberhide, an executive at cybersecurity Duo Security. Oberhide said he uses Password Manager himself. There's a caveat, though. Oberhide doesn't use it in his critical accounts like Gmail or online banking. In a blog post, LastPass urged users to quickly change their master passwords and, as every hacked company does, assured users security and privacy are our top concern here at LastPass. David Longenecker, an independent cybersecurity expert in Texas, complained that LastPass posted a public blog post about the incident before warning its users to change their passwords. I would have preferred getting the PSA to change passwords from you versus through the grapevine, he wrote publicly to the company on Twitter. As always, in the latest password database theft, the only people who are protected are those who set up an extra security feature, two-step authentication, which requires a text message as a second passcode. Well, and it's just going in that direction. The real deal is that at some point we're going to have biosecurity. So it's, and I'm using it now on my smell phone, where my fingerprints, so you can't obviously get onto my phone. At some point, we should probably be setting up something very similar to do that with any type of our websites, especially important websites. And, all right, so the real deal is that it shouldn't be a real problem as long as LastPass really says what happened is that they're encrypted passwords. But still, for your best interest, it is important for you to change your master password so that people can't get into the other passwords. Okay? Good to go. It is 10:16. We'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call Ashore Shred. Ashore Shred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call Ashore Shred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today. Well, Apple was dominating the news last week. It continues to do that. Forbes .com reveals or writes that an iOS leak reveals massive new Apple device. Wonder what that's talking about. Gordon Kelly wrote this article on the 15th, and he says that massive leaks are now common for every technology company, no matter how secretive, but it isn't often that the leaks are literally for something massive. And yet, this is exactly what app developer Steve Troughton Smith discovered buried deep inside Apple in the iOS 9 preview, an iOS keyboard specifically designed for a much larger device than anything that currently exists. How big? Right now, it's impossible to say, but the keyboard can only be seen by using developer tools to set a virtual screen size in excess of even the iPad Air 2's 9.7-inch 2048 by 1536 pixel display. This means an iOS device closer to the size of a laptop than a tablet. So, mischievous Troughton Smith uses the hashtag #iPadProConfirmed with the discovery, and this does seem the biggest likelihood. Much like the iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch at large, iPad Pro with a screen of 12.85 inches has been rumored for a number of years. But could all this be coincidence? Perhaps a glitch in Apple's iOS 9 beta? It seems highly unlikely. For starters, the larger iOS keyboard has specific changes to capitalize on its bigger size. Most notably, several enlarged buttons, additional function keys like redo and tab, and a whole new narrow numerical row which can be toggled between numbers and symbols. That would be some accidental coding error. Furthermore, Apple has history here. The beta of iOS 6 actually had a preview of a large iOS keyboard for the then unannounced jump to 4-inch display with the iPhone 5. iOS 8 betas also have key UI elements at higher resolutions in preparation for iOS 5, iPhone 6, and iPhone 6 Plus. The UI, by the way, is user interface. So could this be Apple potentially milking some free publicity? It's possible. But I think it is equally likely that the company wants developers to have time to quietly test their apps at larger resolutions. Of course, it may well be both, which is a win-win. So when can we expect the possible iPad Pro to launch? There are obvious clues. And so those clues are: typically, Apple unveils new iPads in October, so that would be the red-hot month. That is, unless Apple feels the need to jazz up the iPhone 6S, 6S Plus event in September, even with the new iPhones are not expected to feature any new major external changes. Either way, the somewhat dormant iPad line looks set for its biggest shakeup in years, and Microsoft
increasingly popular line of Surface and Surface Pro hybrids are likely Apple's target market. So it could be that Apple is looking to go bigger. Samsung has led that charge for years, and Apple has had to move in that direction. That's the reason the iPhone 6 went as large as the Samsung Galaxies at that point. So we'll see if, in fact, something that's sitting there buried in the software is available for folks to use in the near future, or and if a new Apple tablet or very large tablet type concept laptop will be coming our way that will take on Surface. We'll find out in a little bit. It is 10:26. We're going to take another quick break. News and weather is up next. You are listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com's Tech Today, and we'll be right back.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Rachel Dolezal's brother is chiming in now and says she's only been identifying herself as black for a few years.
It was like when she was in her, like in high school is when she probably actually got interested in African-American studies.
Ezra Dolezal tells Fox News that he noticed his sister start to change her appearance in 2011. Rachel Dolezal stepped down from her position with the NAACP in Spokane on Monday amid accusations of misrepresenting her racial identity. Ireland's foreign minister says most of the victims of this morning's balcony collapse in Berkeley were young Irish citizens here on student exchange visas. Berkeley police confirm five people are dead and at least eight others are injured. The fourth floor balcony gave way and crashed into the third floor balcony below just after 12:30 this morning at the newly constructed Library Gardens apartment complex. They were all attending a 21st birthday party. Tropical Storm Bill is taking aim at southeast Texas. The storm's winds have increased to 60 miles per hour and heavy rains are expected in the Houston area in the coming hours as Bill moves inland. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
It's causing growing concern now that summertime is here and tourists and families are headed to the beaches. Officials say two young people who lost limbs in separate shark attacks in coastal North Carolina this weekend were in waist-deep water about 20 yards offshore when they were attacked. USA's Russ Jones explains.
They say yesterday's attacks happened less than 90 minutes apart. A 12-year-old girl lost part of her arm and suffered a leg injury. A 12-year-old boy lost his left arm in an attack about 2 miles away.
The shark attack?
Where at?
On the Oak Island Beach. We're on 55th Street at the end of 55th Avenue.
55th?
The kid just got his arm bit off.
Surgeon Borden Hooks says the 16-year-old shark bite victim has already undergone surgery.
He arrived in New Hanover in serious condition. We took him directly to the operating room. We were able to stop the bleeding and do a definitive repair of his upper arm.
Both victims are listed in good condition at a hospital. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Chicago Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions for the third time in six seasons after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 2-0 in Chicago. Duncan Keith, whose second-period goal put the Hawks up for good, says Tampa was the most difficult team to beat for the Cup.
You saw how close the games were every time, and super proud to be part of this team.
Keith was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy after the game, which is given to the most valuable player of the playoffs. It's the first time since 1938 the Hawks won the Stanley Cup on their home ice. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to issue a ruling this week that would make it difficult for companies to use trans fats in food. If the FDA makes that determination, companies will have to seek direct approval from the agency before they can use trans fats in their foods. First Lady Michelle Obama is in London talking to students about her Let Girls Learn initiative.
And I am so thrilled that today our two countries are announcing a series of new partnerships that total nearly $200 million to help girls, like all of you, get the education they deserve.
Mrs. Obama spoke at the Mulberry School for Girls earlier today after having tea with Prince Harry and her two daughters. Her initiative aims to help girls around the world attend and complete school. It will also help support teacher training and other community-based programs. Michelle Obama says she's inspired by the hard work students do in school.
I see leaders who will inspire folks not just here in Tower Hamlets, but all across the country and all around the world. That's what I see.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
Time is 10:32. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Okay, now we're up to 71 degrees. We have fluctuated from 75 down to 69. Now we're up to 71. It is overcast. The fog has moved out. Today is June 16th. Thunderstorms, a few storms may be severe, a high of 87. Winds west at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 61. Winds north-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And sunshine and some clouds and a high of 81 for tomorrow. Winds northeast at 5 to 10. Cloudy skies on Thursday, the 18th, a high of 76. Partly cloudy skies, 84 on the 19th, Friday. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies in the morning. Give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. 80 will be the high. And on Father's Day, mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms. It's actually getting better. High near 90, chance of rain 60%. All right, so that's 100 Chamber Radio weather. More tech today, right now on 100ChamberRadio.com. All right, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntChamber.com. We have some folks that travel abroad. You go somewhere, and nowadays you can't do anything without your cell phone. So the New York Times wrote an article here in the travel section on June 16th. It says, how to pick a cell phone plan for traveling abroad. So as a general rule, the author, which I didn't give, sadly enough, Seth Kugel says that he is against an alien takeover of our planet unless they bring along one thing, a global wireless system that would simplify the endlessly complex world of options for using cell phones abroad. Prices for calling, texting, and using data overseas continue to fall, but the larger system relies on a haphazard and incomplete set of agreements among wireless companies from every country on Earth. That makes finding the cheapest option that will mostly satisfy your needs still a complex task, depending on when, where you're going, for how long, and with whom. First, let's go over some basic rules for saving. If you don't have a foreign plan, keep international data roaming off, and check to see how much it will cost you per minute if you pick up when, say, your mother calls. To limit data use, don't let your apps run in the background, and adjust your settings so that you don't refresh. Browse the web using an Opera app, which uses less data. Pick a messaging app like WhatsApp, Fiber, or Skype so you won't have to pay for texts, and make sure your friends and family are all on it. Most of these now allow free calling among users. Now I'll break down your options into categories. But fair warning, you'll have to do some follow-up work. Stick to Wi-Fi. Those not addicted to social media or needing to be connected at all times to family or office can stick with free Wi-Fi hotspots, though know that it's a calculated risk. If you do not need to use the phone in an emergency, it can cost you. $5 a minute is not uncommon. And smaller service providers like Cricket Wireless offer limitless or no service abroad. And Wi-Fi dependence brings two more problems. First, availability varies greatly by country and region. You can check overall coverage on Wi-Fi Finder apps or sites. Second, using public Wi-Fi can expose you to hackers. Avoid it, especially if you'll be typing in banking and credit card information. If you want to eliminate much of that risk, read on. There is free roaming. T-Mobile said since April, Sprint offers free 2G data service, free international text messaging, and 20 cents a minute calling, with a couple of catches. First, it doesn't work everywhere, and Sprint's plan usually covers 22 countries, though that list will grow. T-Mobile's roaming is impressive, if a bit overstated, covering 120 countries and destinations. Not to be confused with 120 countries, Easter Island, Svalbard. Check the list to make sure your destination is included. And, of course, that 2G connection can be painfully slow, though it is usually fast enough to use email and messaging apps. In my experience with T-Mobile, you're frequently bumped up to 3G or 4G, but occasionally can connect at all. If that happens, find free Wi-Fi and call your carrier through Skype for help. Upgrade your package. You can pay Verizon and AT&T for higher speed international roaming packages, or pay Sprint and T-Mobile to upgrade to faster data. Some of those options can be pretty good deals. Verizon's monthly add-ons start with 100 megabytes of data for $25. 100 megabytes. You got to be kidding. I mean, you really have to limit it to actual text, because any type of photo, any type of video will suck up 100 megabytes in no time whatsoever. And you can add 100 minutes of talk and 100 texts for an extra 15. Again, check the list of countries. AT&T has similar data packages, but they include unlimited texting. Both deals currently include free access to networks of paid Wi-Fi hotspots around the world. T-Mobile's upgrade plans are more appealing than Sprint's. 200 megabytes of high-speed data over 1 week for $25, good for a short trip. You'll also keep your own number, which means you won't get a local number, but that is far less inconvenient than it used to be now that almost everyone abroad is using messaging apps. International SIM card. Lots of companies sell SIM cards that can be used in most of the world for cheaper ones for Europe only. One SIM card is a website, CellHire, C-E-L-L-H-I-R-E. Cellular Abroad's National Geographic SIM, Telestial. The list goes on. Cards themselves usually cost about $20 to $30, often including some credit, and rates vary vastly by company and country, so make sure you do check the websites for details. Pay special attention to the varied payment structures. You might prefer to prepay and let your balance tick down with use. Buy a big chunk of data that will last for a while but might go to waste, or pay per day for unlimited data. Also check if you can monitor your usage in real time. And take care if you choose to do automatic top-ups. It would be a shame if you were charged $79.99 for an extra gig as you waited in the airport for your flight home. With a foreign SIM card, you won't receive calls or texts coming into your home number. If that's important, you can set up forwarding, which doesn't always work, or frequently switch cards, which is a pain. You can get a dual SIM phone, not for iPhones though, or a two SIM adapter, which can be awkward. The smoothest solution is No Roaming's International SIM Ticker. When you attach to your current SIM card, magically turning it into a two, the foreign SIM activates when you land in a different country. But you can manually flip back to your home SIM. It costs $29.95 plus usage, and rates are competitive. There are local SIMs if you're headed to one or just a handful of countries, especially obscure ones not included in the above plans, considering purchasing a local SIM card. The cheapest way to do this, at the least theoretically, is to buy one when you arrive. This often costs just a couple of dollars plus prepaid credit, but the ease of doing it varies greatly, depending on the registration process and access to English language instructions. Your other option is to order the country-specific SIM card before you leave, meaning it's already registered and loaded when you land. Cellular Abroad, for one, offers a French card and gives you a month of unlimited calling and texts, 1 gigabyte of data, and 110 minutes of free calls to the United States and Canada for $69.95. Not cheap, but perhaps worth it if it fits your needs. There's data-only solutions. Many of them, the same companies, offer data-only SIM cards that are cheaper generally than those with a local number for calling and texting. You're largely aimed at tablet users and are particularly attractive if you have T-Mobile or Sprint on your phone for cheaper calling and free texting. CellHire, for example, provides 200 megabytes of data for $25. It works across Europe and lasts 30 days. There is also a free data-only SIM coming soon. It will be offered by Freedom Pop, which also provides free but limited domestic cell service and includes 100 megabytes of high-speed data a month in a small but soon-to-grow list of countries. For groups of travelers with multiple devices, a big money saver is to take those data-only SIMs and stick them in a MiFi device, a personal MiFi hotspot that is often less than $50. If your group is big enough and can live without a calling plan, that reduces costs significantly. So yes, it's complicated. Yes, you need to do your homework, your research, and if you're thorough, there will often be hiccups on the road. Maybe we could try to get in touch with those aliens after all. So it's you have to do a lot of research, obviously, but there are a lot of options. You have to think through it, though. Realize that if you go to the data-only type plan, you have the ability to bring down free apps that will allow you to do texting through the data or call through the data. For instance, my VoIP phone that I have for my office has a VoIP app on my cell phone that I can use. So I can actually use the same phone number from my office through my cell phone, and it runs on my data. So consider that as an option. All right? Do your homework beforehand. It's very frustrating to figure it out. Those are certainly other options out there. All right, we're at another break, and I'll be back with more of Tech Today right after these messages.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce.
Building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
It's 10:46. You're listening to Tech Today on Hunter Chamber Radio.com. A lot of us are focusing on our nutrition, our health. We even have a couple of health experts on our radio programs here on Hunter Chamber Radio.com. Google wants to help you as well. And an article by Engadget.com says that Google displays the nutritional values of fast food meals. Marilla Moon today reports that Google wants to help you with this. I find this rather remarkable. If you're really into health, going to a fast food place is really not your best choice. But anyway, it needs to be out there. It should be. You should be informed, and perhaps this will scare you into finding other choices. Google wants to count calories in your food photos someday, but until that happens, it can at least help with your speed search popular fast food meals. Say you want to know what exactly you're consuming when you eat a Big Mac. Just type calories in Big Mac or say it out loud on OK Google using voice search on your mobile app. A box containing the food's complete nutritional information, calories, carbs, fats, etc., similar to what you would see in the calorie counting apps like MyFitnessPal, will then show up on the results page. You can also search for a fast food chain's full menu and click on each item to show its nutritional values. For instance, you can type in Burger King calories for a quick check before you order. That way, you won't end up buying a triple Whopper if you're not ready to consume a whopping 1,160 calories in one sitting. So there you have it. It's all there. All the fast food chains. I don't know if everyone is there, but certainly you have it at your fingertips to try and figure it out. Now, to be truly honest, not your best interest to go. If you're worried about calories, fast food is not where you should be. If you're indulging because it's fun or because you miss it or it's nostalgic, fine. Well, then don't bother looking at the calories. You're kidding yourself to try and think about the guilt that you're going to experience with that. So there you have it. And last but not least, how about this? I don't know if this fits in people's needs or not, but certainly I guess this company thinks so. CNET.com has a review of a product called UE Roll, a uniquely designed waterproof Bluetooth speaker. David Carnoy reviewed this on the 16th. And the UE Roll is spelled R-O-L-L, is a compact waterproof Bluetooth speaker with a unique design, very good sound for its size, and decent battery life. It has an integrated bungee cord and an inflatable life preserver included if the speaker is purchased through UE's website that allows it to float in water. It has no speakerphone capabilities, though. You can get cheaper Bluetooth speakers that do the job, but the small yet versatile UE Roll has more to distinguish itself for the price, both in terms of design and performance. The price, by the way, is $99.99. So the Roll is a third wireless Bluetooth speaker in UE's line, following in the footsteps of the well-regarded UE Boom and its big brother, the UE Mega Boom, both of which feature cylindrical designs. UE is Ultimate Ears. That's what it stands for. Logitech's high-end audio line. This model replaces the UE Mini Boom, which also retails at $100, but is being discounted as it heads into retirement. So that's, you can catch a Mini Boom for a cheaper price. The design of this waterproof speaker is this. What's nice about it is it can lay down flat or pull out its integrated bungee cord and hang it from wherever you want, including a shower head. Overall, the speaker has a nice sturdy feel to it, and it's got some heft, so it is well weighted at 11.8 ounces or 336 grams. Built-in rechargeable battery is rated for 9 hours of music playback, and the speaker has a 65-foot wireless range, which is double that your typical Bluetooth speaker offers. There are volume controls on the top of the speaker, but no pause play button or speakerphone capabilities. As I said, this model is completely waterproof, IPX7 certified, with a set of ports that are sealed off and can be fully submerged if it doesn't float. However, but if you buy the Roll, your UE's website, you can get a little inflatable life preserver with your purchase, and you can attach it to the speaker using the bungee cords. Their colors are teal and green. There's a hot pink. There's a blue with red. There's an orange and pink, it looks like, and a black and orange. So the performance, the sound is very good for a speaker this size and price and manages to hold together pretty well. At higher volumes, to be clear, this is designed to generate background music, not drive a beach party. It impresses the most with acoustical material, and like a lot of these speakers, it's strongest in the mid-range, with vocals coming across warmly and clearly. Continuing... It says that when you're going to get as much bass or volume as what you get from the UE Boom or Mega Boom, there is some bass. The speaker has a harder time resolving more complicated tracks with lots of instruments playing, and you just can't handle some bass all that well. For instance, it sounded a little rough around the edges with Alabama Shakes, Don't Want to Fight, Throw Any Wheel Winehouses, Valerie Live at it, and speaker acquits itself very well. If you want to augment the sound, you can wirelessly pair multiple Rolls together using UE's free iOS or Android apps. You can't make left and right speakers like you can with UE's Boom speakers, but joining speakers together allows you to project sound over a wider space. Conclusion. You can get cheaper Bluetooth speakers that do the job, but the UE Roll has more to distinguish itself for the price, both in terms of design and performance. It's a fun little speaker and a decent value at about half the price of the UE Boom. Yes, that step-up model sounds fuller, but the Roll has its own pluses to recommend it. And like I said, it's waterproof, and you can get the preserver as well. So something to think about if you want to hear music while you're swimming in the pool or in the shower. Hey, it's 10:55. It's time for me to get on out of here. The Something's About Money team is on their way. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. I'm probably going to have a recorded show as I have to attend a graduation party. But we'll be in touch. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. Stay tuned for Some Things About Money and then Food for Thought.
Big C, coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Rachel Dolezal's brother is chiming in now and says she's only been identifying herself as black for a few years.
It was like when she was in her, like in high school is when she probably actually got interested in African-American studies.
Ezra Dolezal tells Fox News that he noticed his sister start to change her appearance in 2011. Rachel Dolezal stepped down from her position with the NAACP in Spokane on Monday amid accusations of misrepresenting her racial identity. Ireland's foreign minister says most of the victims of this morning's balcony collapse in Berkeley were young Irish citizens here on student exchange visas. Berkeley police confirm five people are dead and at least eight others are injured. The fourth floor balcony gave way and crashed into the third floor balcony below just after 12:30 this morning at the newly constructed Library Gardens apartment complex. They were all attending a 21st birthday party. Tropical Storm Bill is taking aim at southeast Texas. The storm's winds have increased to 60 miles per hour and heavy rains are expected in the Houston area in the coming hours as Bill moves inland. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
It's causing growing concern now that summertime is here and tourists and families are headed to the beaches. Officials say two young people who lost limbs in separate shark attacks in coastal North Carolina this weekend were in waist-deep water about 20 yards offshore when they were attacked. USA's Russ Jones explains.
They say yesterday's attacks happened less than 90 minutes apart. A 12-year-old girl lost part of her arm and suffered a leg injury. A 12-year-old boy lost his left arm in an attack about 2 miles away.
The shark attack? On the Oak Island Beach. We're on 55th Street at the end of 55th Avenue.
55th.
The kid just got his arm bit off.
Surgeon Borden Hooks says the 16-year-old shark bite victim has already undergone surgery.
He arrived in New Hanover in serious condition. We took him directly to the operating room. We were able to stop the bleeding and do a definitive repair of his upper arm.
Both victims are listed in good condition at a hospital. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The Chicago Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions for the third time in six seasons after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 2-0 in Chicago. Duncan Keith, whose second period goal put the Hawks up for good, says Tampa was the most difficult team to beat for the Cup.
You saw how close the games were every time, and super proud to be part of this team.
Keith was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy after the game, which is given to the most valuable player of the playoffs. It's the first time since 1938 the Hawks won the Stanley Cup on their home ice. The Food and Drug Administration